Workers, homeowners, and volunteers may be exposed to a wide range of hazards in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. NICOSH is the New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health. The organization is particularly concerned about cleanup of areas such as the Gowanus Canal and Newtown Creek, where stormwater overflows into residential areas. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with David Newman, an industrial hygienist with NICOSH.
The aftermath of Sandy, you know, had tremendous negative impact on what we call the built environment, that is people's homes, workplaces, etc. And so we have thousands, probably possibly hundreds of thousands of people who are faced with a situation now where they require some kind of cleanup, ranging from basic cleanup to technical environmental cleanup of their, you know, of their indoor spaces. And to a very large degree, we expect that many, if not most people, will be undertaking some or all of those cleanup tasks on their own and or hiring a variety of kinds of workers to perform that work. And while people may be very focused at getting an effective cleanup as quickly as possible, they may be less focused on what the hazards are of achieving that and may not have any understanding, experience, or expertise in how to do these jobs safely.
Newman says hazards from Sandy include possibilities of building shifts or building collapses, accidents and exposure to toxic chemicals from people walking in or around unstable debris piles while assessing damage. Live electric lines where water is present also pose a threat. There's also threats of fire or explosion from live gas lines and asphyxiation risks from emission from equipment or vehicles in enclosed spaces. Over the long term, there is exposure to biological or chemical agents in the environment, asbestos, lead, silica, concrete, lead dust. These may have been released from the impact of the hurricane or the surge, or they may be released subsequently when people enter their homes or businesses to assess the damage and engage in cleanup.
And then on top of that, we have a number of circumstances where contaminants from what I call the external environment, that is contaminants that were not necessarily present in their homes or workplaces but are introduced from the external environment, like the flooding and overflow of the Superfund site at the Gowanus Canal or Newtown Creek or from industrialized sites, substances and contaminants are introduced into the general environment and have a potential for finding their way into occupied spaces.
What about mold in the houses?
That's a good heads up because potential excess growth of mold is possible and even likely, you know, in damp environments. So, I mean, the major precursor or prerequisite for mold growth is unwanted moisture or water, and we certainly have that in leaps and bounds. So, yes, people in homes, offices, workplaces, and for workers entering spaces that have been impacted by water, the potential for mold growth is high.
And what about the bacteria from sewage?
Yeah, well, we have the potential for, we have the potential for street runoff and agricultural or parks runoff, you know, which may contain sewage, and in particular, in some areas in particular, which may be more susceptible to impact from sewage overflow, and again, the Superfund sites like the Gowanus Canal and Newtown Creek and the general storm sewers and water treatment plants were overwhelmed by the storm, as they are by other storms at times, and that sewage then flows untreated into our waterways and can make its way into our indoor environments.
So the Gowanus Canal, it borders Red Hook and South Brooklyn, and it's near Park Slope. So those are all communities with many houses.
There's the potential for exposure, and I would have a higher degree of concern the closer people are to the actual canal. You know, what we've learned a lot from prior disasters, going all the way back to Exxon Valdez and up through 9/11 and through Katrina and the Gulf Coast and then from the Deepwater Horizon event, as well as other hurricanes, that the people who are going to be engaged in cleanup and restoration, you know, largely are homeowners and business owners themselves, day laborers, often without training, who may be hired by them directly or by contractors, and in the New York area, unionized, highly skilled construction and environmental workers. But the assistance from the government is for essential services as distinguished from cleanup. One of the issues in past disasters has been the reluctance or the failure of government agencies to provide cleanup. We did not really have cleanup after 9/11 for residential spaces. We certainly did not have it for non-residential spaces. And the same is true in the Gulf Coast. So homeowners, businesses, to a very great and unfortunate extent, are left to their own devices in terms of cleanup. They make it financial assistance for engaging in cleanup. They make it financial assistance for other essential needs. But the cleanup activities themselves are not provided by the government, and people are left to their own devices. Given that situation, it's especially important that when those activities are occurring, that people understand what the hazards are and how to protect themselves.
David Newman is an industrial hygienist with the New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.